Welcome to the Top 8 Movies podcast, presented by Top 8 Media. Every week we share top 8 lists from movie lovers across the globe. We also dive into actors and actresses' top 8 movies according to IMDb scores. And hear mini reviews from our resident film reviewer, Mike Morgan, as he reflects on his top 8 films of each of the last 34 years. We have special edition top 8 lists on more specific topics from the movie industry. Send us your top 8 list to be read out on future episodes. Just DM us on Instagram at top_8_media. Thanks for tuning in, and let's crack on with the show. Welcome back, everybody, to Top 8 Movies from Top 8 Media. My name's Owen Morgan. I'm sat down with my co-host, Jessica Rose Johnson, and we talk all things movies through the power of Top 8 lists. Now, I'm really excited today, guys, because he's one of my favorites for very obvious reasons. And most people I speak to also think he's awesome, so he must be doing something right. So, Jess, would you say our guy today is pretty awesome?
I definitely would agree with that statement.
That's good, because we are doing Ryan Reynolds. I don't know why this is a big mystery. You are clearly listening to the podcast, and there's a poster with him on. So a completely irrelevant reveal. But there's something I want to say before we even get going on this. We may know Ryan to be charismatic and sarcastic and very silly, but we must honor, when you hear some of these films today, he's actually also done some more straight stuff. And he's also awesome. So I just want to give him some love. Anybody's like, yeah, he's just a silly film. So it's like, no. We're going to flag them up later on. He's done some really, really good stuff. I can't wait to celebrate that. It's going to be really, really cool. So today's really fun because we've got all four list givers involved. So there's no industry list today, which is really fun. So Lynn and Adam are both involved. So we know them as we record them like on our league table. There's a separate league with them in, and then there's like the dream team, the D team, who have done, you know, when they combine, they're just absolutely awesome. They're the dream team. So they can combine forces today. As long as one of them wins, their team could pull ahead. Because Mike, I think Mike and Jess, you know, a little bit of secret information for anyone listening. I think it's a draw at the moment. I think Jess and Mike are both drawing. I'm getting left behind now. But you'll find out in the anniversary in episode 40. So yeah, wait for that. And if you haven't already, go back and listen to the anniversary on the 30th episode, which went out be a couple of weeks ago, what time I'm recording this. Really fun. Quizzes, going through polls and all that kind of stuff. People seem to really enjoy it. So yeah, go back. It's a bit more freestyling. But today we're on structure today. So as always, we will be going through the four lists, A, B, C, and D. And then after the show, head over to Instagram and you can vote for your favorite and then have an impact on our league table. But Lynn is up first, so she's in slot A. And Jess, if I could hand over to you to read out her list. And afterwards, we'll both discuss what we think about that list before we crack on.
All right, jumping into our action-loving friend Lynn. In the eighth spot, she has Selfless from 2015. In the number seven spot, Hitman's Bodyguard from 2017. In the number six spot, Pokemon Detective Pikachu, 2019. In the fifth spot is Six Underground, 2019. In the fourth spot, Woman in Gold from 2015. In the number three spot, Deadpool 2 from 2018. In the number two spot is Deadpool 1 from 2016. And her number one movie of Ryan Reynolds is Red Notice from 2021.
Thank you very much. And that gives us a sense of, yeah, what we're going to hear today. And as you can see, as the films unfold, we talk about our housekeeping, you can see that there's not really any animation involved. Okay, there's some voice work happening in Pokemon. I'm going to let it go on this occasion. Franchises can be included as one spot, or they can be separated out. So she separated out Deadpool 1 and 2, just to be clear. It must be a lead role or co-star. A lead role or a co-star or an ensemble in a lot of scenes. So just get that out of the way. And there's a few ensembles in there, actually. Six Underground. There's obviously six of them. Red Notice is, of course, an ensemble as well. And yeah, let's jumping into it. Some of these are on my list, actually, so I'll leave some of that. But yeah, let's go with what we've not seen, Jess. We like to do this. So I've not seen Pokemon. Have you?
I have. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. I need to get around to that one. And Woman in Gold, I've heard some good stuff. The trailer looks really interesting. Very different for him. Have you had a chance to even see the trailer yet? Do you know much about it?
I have seen the trailer. This movie's actually on my watch list. I didn't even hear about this movie until we said, "Hey, we're going to do Ryan Reynolds," and I was looking at it. So I thought, "Oh, well, what's the movies of his I haven't seen? I need to put it on there." So I hadn't got around to watching it by this time, but hopefully by our anniversary, I'll have watched it and can give some input.
Cool. Yeah. And I'm trying to think. Yeah. I've seen the rest. So, yeah, Selfless. I really, really love that. Hitman's Bodyguard is classic. Six Underground. I love that. Deadpool 1 and 2. I think, it's hard. It's hard to find somebody that hasn't, at least on some level, enjoyed Deadpool 1 and 2. I Red Notice with The Rock and Ana de Armas. I know. No, it's not. Is it Ana de Armas? No, that's the other one, isn't it? It's Gal Gadot, isn't it? It's Gal Gadot. Getting myself mixed up there. Yeah. Gal Gadot. Wonder Woman, of course, is in Red Notice. What an awesome chemistry and combination those guys were in that. So, yeah, Gal Gadot is in that. And the reason I said Ana de Armas is because I was watching a trailer of something else and I was like, oh, wait, hang on. Wait, which one's which? Yeah. My apologies. But yeah, I think it's a really, really good list. I mean, he's done a certain amount of films in his career so far. So I think you're kind of looking at, from what I could see, around 20 to 25 movies. So actually, when you think about it, whatever you're picking out is going to be very specific to you. I found that, I don't know if you found that. What do you think, Jesper, that with some of the people I've done this for, they've either kind of just done enough, and there's just enough for me to work with, or there's way too many. And I think he's in the sweet spot.
Yeah, I think I can agree with that for sure. Because there was one person I remember was like, "Holy smokes, how am I going to narrow this list down?" And then there's others where I thought, "Oh, I have not seen enough of their movies." So I think this was a good one. There was definitely he's done a lot of different style of movies, surprisingly. And I felt like he was going to have like a list of 50 movies. But I'm happy with all the movies he's been in. Can't say I've hated any of the movies he's been in. So I think that's something that's hard to be able to admit or say about others.
Well, that people do say there's a certain film he did that was terrible, and he admits it was terrible, which is The Green Lantern. So have you seen that?
I didn't think it was that bad, but that's also coming from someone who's like not superhero movie, I guess. So I was just kind of like it's a cool movie. And the more I hear how much people hate it, I feel like I need to go back and rewatch it just so I can see like why was it really that bad? I just don't remember it.
Cool, right. Well, here's my opportunity to sway you my way, guys, away from Lynn's letter A. Sorry, guys, I'm tired. I'm not even gonna cut that out. I'm a tired boy. I want you to feel some sympathy for me. But this is gonna fire me up because I've seen pretty much all of his stuff. So let me tell you all my honorary mentions. So I mean, just like to do this now. It's our new thing. Because we feel sad when things don't get in. I'm actually gonna take some Oh God, there's some on other people's lists. I've not even put in mine. But yeah, Smoking Aces, I really loved him in that. It was a very ensemble group in that one. Blade Trinity was really early on. He had a really cool goatee mustache beard thing, I remember in that. I love Blade Trinity. I love all the Blade ones. They were really, really cool. That was like a big deal for him at the time because he was in the pizza one, wasn't he? Like two guys, a girl, and a pizza place. That was like where it all began, and then he starts to get gigs like the Blade one after that, which is really, really fun. Then he was in Change Up, which I really loved, where it was a body swap. One was a dad and one was a player, and they swapped bodies, and it was awesome. But I can't put it in the top eight with what I've got already there. A Free Guy is like eight and a half. I was heartbroken. It's a very silly film, and it reminded me of The Truman Show, and I loved The Truman Show of Jim Carrey, and it was basically like a computer game spin-off of Truman Show. So I absolutely loved it, and that shows you how much I love my top eight. I also love some of his rom-coms. Stephanie Maybe was great. The Proposal was great, as was Just Friends. So I feel sad for all of those guys and girls. But, well, this is awesome. So let's dive in. So I'll give a little pitch for each one as I go. So Selfless is my eighth spot, same as Lynn, 2015. And again, if you're talking about, like, it's not quite a body swap, but it's an older guy that goes into a younger body to try and sort of live life again through a shell of another person's body. But then it all goes gets really complicated with the brain, his brain, and then the brain of the person he goes into. And it's just awesome. It's hard to explain it. And that's why I love it so much. So yeah, Selfless, go and check it out, guys. It went completely under the radar. Nobody talks about it, and it's just so good. In my seventh spot, it is R.I.P.D., which is when he perishes and passes over to the other side and becomes like the police officer to go and recover all the people that haven't, you know, been, you know, they had to go through redemption and put their case across to where they should go, heaven or hell. And it's just so fun. Jeff Bridges is like the guy that's kind of been doing it for a while and sort of training him up. And it's just so stupid and so silly, but so awesome. Kind of, I don't know, it kind of had Men in Black style comedy and production value, but with a completely different storyline and vibe, obviously. But loved it. R.A.P.D. A sixth is complete curveball, and it's Buried. Absolutely loved this so much. It was pretty much just him buried in a coffin. And with just a little, like a phone with barely any battery on it. And it's about him trying to figure out why the hell he's in there, how he can get out. It was so intense. Don't watch it late at night in the dark. That way, God, God. It's not scary. It's just really psychologically intense and makes you want to vomit if you are not liking closed spaces. But his performance is unreal. It shows that he doesn't always have to be sarcastic and silly. Can be just an awesome surviving dude. Right, fifth place, I'm now regretting a little bit. It's Red Notice. Watched the trailer before we recorded, and now I'm feeling terrible about it. But what's done is done. 2021's much more recent, so The Rock and Gal Gadot are in it. And it's sort of the criminals that can't be caught by normal means. They send The Rock in to track them all down. A bit like a bounty hunter in a way. And it's the relationship with him and Ryan Reynolds' character, and them trying to get Gal Gadot, who's just kick-ass, and it's so fun. Very silly. Production value is on point. Fighting scenes are on point. Very classy. Well made. I've watched some terribly made films recently. Films like that show you how it's done. Don't get me going on my high horse at the moment about film quality. In fourth place is Six Underground, which is an ensemble cast of criminals, heist experts, all this kind of stuff. And they're just on the run doing terrible criminal things, but it's absolutely awesome. Loads of crashing cars and all kinds of fun action going on. Love it. Safe House with Denzel Washington. He needs to be keeping an eye on Denzel. Denzel's character is unreal. He came up in our Denzel episode. You should find out more about it over there. And what an amazing chemistry. Loads of action again. You've seen a theme here. It's right in my wheelhouse, action. So this list was perfect. Hitman's Bodyguard, Samuel L. Jackson this time. And he's the bodyguard for him. And the chemistry is off the charts. And guess what? Full of action. A little bit. And in my first place, obviously, as a Marvel guy, to be clear, the phase one and two of Marvel, I'm not going to go into what's happened recently, but the original Marvels, Deadpool 1 and 2, absolutely awesome. He is unbelievable, as we all know. Totally tipped Marvel on its head and said this, what a superhero can be like too. Just a legend, but also just a naughty, horrible dude in many ways, but is still here to save the day. I just think his performance, even when we hear his origin story, I just think it was well put together, and he did a really good job of it, actually. The emotion in it was really, really clear with him and his wife and stuff, and it's just so beautiful. So just to put that spin on. So Deadpool 1 and 2 is my first, and that completes my list. I know you think it's fantastico, and I'm going to find out shortly what Jess hasn't seen. She's highlighting it as I speak, but I'll let her reveal what she hasn't, and for her to explain this misdemeanor as we go through. First off, what have you seen from my honorary mentions, Jess?
Oh, from the honorary mentions, I have seen most of them. I haven't really seen Blade Trinity. I've seen bits and pieces. I think we talked about this in the vampire episode. But yes, Smoking Aces, Change Up, Free Guy, Adam Project. I actually just watched Free Guy. I'd only seen maybe a couple scenes or bits and pieces, so I had watched Free Guy all the way through recently, leading up to this episode. So I can proudly say that. I will say about your list, so there's three that I haven't seen on your list. One I had already mentioned about the Six Underground, but I also haven't seen Selfless, and now it's on you and Lynn's list. Oh man. And I haven't seen the RIPD, though that looks pretty funny. I'd watch the previews to that, so might be getting around to seeing that one. I have mixed feelings about your number six, about Buried. I think you brought up a good point, though, is it shows another side of Ryan and his acting and his abilities. It wasn't really my cup of tea. I was like, yeah. But yes, a lot of good action-y movies on your list, and some I'll need to add to my need to watch list.
Yeah, I understand. Like a lot of people I spoke to about Buried are like, nah. So I don't know why I loved it so much. I don't know. I just love him so much. I'm just so proud of him doing a really dramatic role like that. I don't know. I'm really into my sort of person on his own type films. As you know, we did a top eight, didn't we, of my God, what anniversary was that? That must have been like the 10th anniversary, maybe. It's ages ago. I think that's probably right. Yeah, so go and check that out, guys. I did my top eight solo actors. I still need to do my top eight best scenes of all time, which I'm really excited to share with people. It might have changed, actually. I've seen a few things recently. But yeah, thank you. I don't want to pitch mine too much more because that's not fair on other people. But yeah, very action-packed. So yeah, I'm B for anybody listening that's already hooked into mine, but there's still a chance for Jess and Adam to pull them over to your side. So let's hand over to you, Jess, after the break, and let's see what kind of genre vibes we're going to get. We'll be back in a mo. Welcome back, everybody. So we are still on the Ryan Reynolds top eight lists. We've got two more lists to go. Hope you're enjoying it so far and it's making you reminisce. Want to go and watch some good stuff later on today. So Jess, I'll hand over to you. Now, pitch to us why exactly your top eight is the one to vote for.
All right. So my honorable mention is Pokemon. I know we've kind of gone back and forth on animation or voice work. I think even though he was the animated Pikachu, I think it was a great movie. So I wanted to at least give him a good love on that movie. So as I dive into my list, I will go in a little bit more detail for movies we haven't mentioned yet, and then I'll kind of briefly skip over some of the ones we already have. But I'm going to start number eight spot with The Proposal from 2009. We have talked about this previously, especially on our Sandra Bullock list. But in short, he works for a woman who is Canadian and she's about to be deported. So she's trying to force her assistant into marrying her. And it's this story between her and Ryan's relationship. So cute movie. In the number seven spot, Just Friends from 2005 with Amy Smart and Anna Paris. He goes home for Christmas time. This is one of those very typical, like, you go home and you're like the nerd in high school, but then you come back and now you're like this very attractive, successful person, and then you re-meet your crush, and all that kind of unravels to see him reconnecting with his high school self. In the number six spot, definitely maybe from 2008 with Abigail Breslin. Probably butchering that. She plays the little girl in this movie, and I love this movie. He plays a single father, and he's telling his little girl this story about his relationships in the past. So she's kind of encouraging him to move along from some of these relationships or maybe readdress some of the relationships. And it's just really cute how he's telling her these stories. And at times you think, oh, inappropriate for his 11-year-old daughter, but a really cute, sweet movie. And I love how it ended. The number fifth spot is where I've landed, Safe House from 2012. That's the one that we talked about from Denzel Washington. Great action movie. And the number fourth, I did put Red Notice above it about 10 years later, but I like the dynamics between Dwayne Johnson and Gail Gadot and him. It just really made that movie. And the number third spot is where I landed, Hitman's Bodyguard from 2017. I put in the number two spot one that has not been mentioned yet. I'm a bit surprised. But The Adam Project from 2022 with Mark Ruffalo and Jennifer Garner. It's where he accidentally kind of travels in time and he ends up meeting his younger self and he's trying to save the future. So it's got this whole like futuresque dynamic stuff. And then what do you do? Do you save people in the past that aren't alive in the present? How much do you interact that could affect the present in a negative way? And I just thought there's some parts about the movie that I think are good turns on those futuristic travel time world saving type of movies. And in the number one spot, I put Deadpool. If I had to choose, I would choose Deadpool 1 over Deadpool 2. But I definitely, I as someone, again, who's not a very superhero-y movie person, I did grow up with X-Men and Batman. Those were kind of my jams. And I just think Deadpool's character, for some reason, is more relatable. You know, he's this vigilante that was just this guy who was sick and just trying to do good in his maybe non-usual ways. But I think a good story and the humor is just over the top and extremely inappropriate that I think a lot of us can laugh at and enjoy, though. So there's my movies. There's my pitch. I'm pretty sure you have seen all of them. But is there one off my list that's not on your list that maybe would be your number nine?
Well, I have seen them all. And I have deep sorrow and deep regret because I put The Adam Project on an initial list. I always put my initial list in the column beside it before I reorder. I meant to put it in. I clearly messed up somewhere and deleted it while I was doing it because it would have been in my top eight. And now I feel very, very silly indeed. This is not the first time this has happened to me. I love The Adam Project. I love time travel. I love things that meet the former self. It would have been in my top three. So heartbreaking moment, guys. A little cry in the corner. It's going to be all right. But don't hold it against me. Still vote for me. But yeah, you're right. It's a fantastic movie. Shit. So anyway, that's that. But as far as the rest of it goes, yeah, Deadpool 2. Yeah, you got it. Hitman's Bodyguard. Yeah, you're right. Red Notice was always going to be all over the place. I think it was going to be in everyone's top eight pretty much, but like where? So if that's not a testament, guys, then what is? And like I said, I really loved all three of your bottom three as such. Definitely Maybe. It was very sweet and very lovely. And Just Friends, yeah. Yeah, because Amy's smart. She kind of like, that was around the time when she was just in like loads of stuff, wasn't it? And she was, she was really good in that as well. And I love the going back home when you're an adult type stuff and you're like cooler and sexier. So to be fair, I could have done, top 12 or 13, to be fair, which is really, really cool. Well, that makes me really, I clearly am a big fan to feel that way. But yeah, even I might even vote for your list, to be fair, because we kind of, me and Jess we try and encourage the others as well to vote on someone else. I know my dad now does that. He votes on other people, not himself. So who knows, Jess, you might get my vote. You're lucky. We'll see. Well, let's see. I'm looking at Adam's right now. And it's pretty tasty. Tricky. So let's dive into Adam's next and see what we've got. So it's going to be, there's one new one. So that's really, really exciting. So we got Free Guy. This is eighth spot. 2021. Then he's got X-Men Origins Wolverine. So this is kind of like the other version of Deadpool before it became Deadpool we know. Very, very different. If I remember, it's like the stitched up mouth, wasn't it? Yeah, that was it. Mixed response, I think, from the superhero community, but I didn't really think anything of it. I didn't have anything to compare it to. And I thought he was a pretty cool character, in my opinion. But I guess now in hindsight, you can use that, can't you? But that's not fair. You have to judge on what it was. Red Notice is in at sixth position. So yeah, that is who had it the lowest. Yeah, so he's got it just about the lowest, which is fair. Fifth is Six Underground. So yeah, I would totally agree with that. In fourth place is Safe House. So that's done pretty well here today. It's been in top fives for three of us. So that's really cool. Hitman's Bodyguard is smashed out of the park here today as well. It's been in all four. And he's got Deadpool at second and Deadpool 1. Deadpool 2 at second and Deadpool 1. I hate the numbers, guys. Completely messes my and Jess's heads up. But yeah, he's got Deadpool 1, Deadpool 2 and second. So I think we can all agree Deadpool 1 was just like mesmerizingly awesome. 2 was always going to be up against it, wasn't it? It was always going to be an uphill climb trying to match it. Can't wait for Deadpool 3. They've got like a little teaser trailer out now and Hugh Jackman's back in his Wolverine slot and their chemistry is unreal just in their off-film joke stuff they keep doing online. So I cannot wait for Deadpool 3. I think it's going to be awesome. As long as it's not overly pushed, like sarcasm, silliness, sarcasm, it just gets a bit much. So just calm down, guys. Just space it out nicely and we'll be happy. But yeah, thank you, Adam. That's a really, really good list. I don't actually have descriptions in detail for Lynn or Adam here today, but I don't think we need to because a lot of these films are the same all the way throughout. But yeah, for me, Jess, looking at all these lists, I have to say, I'll let you talk about Adam's in a second. I have to say that the stuff that he's done well, he's clearly done well because it's appeared so many times. I've never seen anything like this on any episode, really, not even Denzel, where so much of the same stuff is in similar positions and all included. I mean, so that says a lot about the stuff that he's got right, doesn't it?
Definitely. I was looking at that too as you were reading off Adam's list, the different movies and how they're all about in the same. You have four people with very different backgrounds and very different movie styles, I guess you could say, like our favorites, our niches, and how we still have the same core movies in these different slots. So I think that is definitely a testament to the movies. And I don't know. I don't know how many people out there who haven't seen these movies, but I hope this encourages people to go watch, especially these movies that are on all four of our lists. It's just really cool to get to see that. And yeah, the X-Men, I want to go back and watch it too. The Deadpool version, because I think you bring up a good point, right? Is that hindsight. Right. The Deadpool we know now is not the Deadpool we met then, but I'd like to go back and see it and see kind of the different storyline. And I think that will play into Deadpool 3 as it comes out as well. So be interesting to see, but definitely some good lists with some good movies and just a little bit of variation.
Definitely. I'm presuming people are just going to be voting by like that one film. So you have an Adam project. Could be in there. Me having Barry could help me. But other than that, there's not much to work on. Maybe what's Lynn got? Woman in Gold. Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. I'm absolutely fascinated by this. So yeah, guys, if you are due to vote, I can't wait. Go and do it. This is really, really exciting. And maybe people are annoyed. Why didn't you put Smoky Aces in or Blade or Change Up? So this is going to be very, very fascinating indeed. I'm really glad we've done this because I'm trying to be a bit self-indulgent and picking the people that I really love, you know, a little bit. I'm being a bit naughty, so I bet that Jess picks on the one she loves as well. Because we're doing Idris Elba in, I think, six episodes time. I love him so much. So again, self-indulgent, putting in my favorite people. But hey, you know, I create the show, so you know, fair is fair. So yeah, if you've got, as always, guys, if you've got any ideas for, like, cool director that we've not thought about doing yet, or most importantly, what me and Jess would really love, I think, is like really cool, like niche ones, because we like to, like, every X amount of episodes we like to do some sort of speciality things. If you've got any ideas, let us know, because that'd be super, super fun. Like, I always bang on about this one, so film set in space, you know, things like that. So it's going to be an absolute ball ache for us to go and look it up on Google. My films in space, oh god. So it'll be create some homework for us, guys. That'd be really fun. Speaking of space, if anybody's listening, you're getting some hot off the press news before the anniversary. I'm not going to mention it again for anniversary 40s. If you're listening, you have been rewarded. After Jess's uber love for Star Wars, she's obsessed, and by some of the other people saying what the hell, you've not seen pretty much any Star Wars? I'm like, yeah, it's not really my thing, guys. So I started watching it. So I watched New Hope, everybody, with my stepson. He loved it. That's the only one he can watch any at the moment because of his age. So I've gone back to Phantom Menace. I'm going to watch it in timeline order on Disney Plus. It's going to take me a good few weeks. In episode 40, I hope to finish it, and I will reveal of what I think. And so far, I'm loving it. So I'm converted, which is really cool. I can now be a movie buff because I would have seen them all, which is great. So anyway, a little bit of goss there for anybody that's listening. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in as always. Go and vote now. A, B, C, and D. You'll see it. It's got all our cool pictures and our lists are all listed on Instagram as well. So you can keep up to date with the list you just heard. And vote away, my friends, because, you know, your vote really has an impact on who is top of the league. And I don't know who's winning anything, but at some point, someone's going to win something for being top of the league. Maybe it's a box set or something. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, I want to thank you so much for listening, and we will see you all next time. Send us your top 8 list today to top_8_media. If you find it too hard to create your top 8 of all time, then why not a top 8 from a certain actor, actress, genre, or director? You can even make it more niche. For example, the top 8 films set in space. Your list could inspire, so join the top 8 media contributors today. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.